Are you an entrepreneur that would like to quickly free up and create more cash flow and lasting wealth? Welcome to the Chris Miles Money Show. Chris Miles is a cash flow expert and the financial advocate for the entrepreneur. Chris will teach you how to create more freedom and more prosperity right now, not about saving 25 to 40 years from now. It's all about creating wealth and prosperity today. He's been featured on U.S. News, CNN Money, Bankrate.com, interviewed internationally on TV and radio, and has a high reputation for getting his clients fast, life-altering financial results with his company, Money Ripples. Learn more at MoneyRipples.com. Now, here's your host, Chris Miles.
Hello, my fellow Ripplers. This is Chris Miles, cash flow expert and anti-financial advisor. Welcome out once again, a beautiful week. And definitely want to recommend you go check out our website, MoneyRipples.com. Also, hey, this show, I appreciate some of you have been on. This show keeps growing and growing month after month after month. And thank you so much for being a part of this. And thank you for sharing it with your friends and those that you want to bring along in this journey with you. Because I'll tell you, this word and the things that I teach cannot spread. I cannot make the impact without you guys. And so the fact that you're spreading the word, that you're sharing this with people and helping them out, like, if you really look for people that want to change their lives, people that want something different than the crappy old Dave Ramsey type of approach, the same old financial advisor kind of crap that you've been hearing, save everything, spend nothing, you want to get away from that, then trust me, this is the show you want them to check out. And so anyways, appreciate so much those you are sharing and appreciate those that will be sharing this too. Hey, a quick shout out to our sponsors, American Homeowners Preservation. If you want to make great money, great returns, while making a great difference in people's lives by helping them stay in their homes by refinancing or helping them get out of their homes, check out this company. Not only can you make amazing returns with as little as $100 invested, you can make monthly cash flow every single month with this company, but you're making a great difference in people's lives. So go check out their website. The website is www.fundingahp.com. That's FUNDINGAHP as in American Homeowners Preservation. com. Today, I want to talk about, kind of go on to the business side of things here. I haven't done that quite for a little bit lately because I've been hitting a lot on the financial, but I want to hit something that does affect financial, especially if you're a business owner. And heck, even if you're not, even if you're an employee, this is still invaluable by helping you become invaluable. And so really it's how do you become an expert? Because if you want to make any amount of money, especially if you're in business, if you want to make any decent amount of money or the highest possible money that you can make in your kind of situation, you have to find out what makes you expert, what makes you stand out above the rest. You know, what attracts people to you that says, hey, this is the person. And it's interesting, I was actually supposed to speak on this on at an event a couple weeks back, and I ended up not having to teach most of it, partly because it was covered a little bit by other people, and partly because they cut my time down to speak. So you guys get to be the benefactor of this. But I'll tell you, like, becoming an expert is essential because I wasn't always that way. You know, when I was a financial advisor, you know, almost 16 years ago now, you know, I really didn't know how I stood out. In fact, I didn't even concern myself with it. I was just thinking, how can I become like every other financial advisor? And that's exactly what I was. You know, it didn't really help me stand out at all. Now I'm, a good guy. Obviously people liked me, but you know, I didn't quite have an identity with that. You know, nothing that helped set me apart. And in fact, it drove me nuts because I remember I would go to like Chamber of Commerce meetings. There's like a leads group I was a part of, and I would give the most leads out of everybody, but they wouldn't send leads back. I very rarely got a lead. Usually it was a self-referral, but I never got leads to them, to the people that they trusted. And I later found out why. I mean, obviously with what I teach here, you could tell, like, you know, when you teach people out of scarcity and teach them the same old junk about saving money for the long haul and all that kind of junk, you know, taking high risk, create high returns, and hopefully someday you'll retire. That message does not resonate, especially if you want something beyond a mediocre life. You know, if you don't want the average life, which is pretty much someone retiring broke, you don't want to follow that advice. You know, if you want true wealth, you want to follow something that's different. And so my message and my path came because of the experiences I had, because of the unique experiences. And so there's really three ways or three elements you need to focus on to help you become unique. You know, one is you need to know who you are, what value do you deliver? Two, who do you serve? And then how you talk to those people. And then three, you know, who do you need to connect with to get to those people? Those are really the three things: is know who you are, know who you serve, and connect. Now, let me dig into each of these a little bit more, because these, I mean, obviously there's so much more to this than that. I mean, if you listen to these other episodes, especially where we talk about mindset, some of this is so essential, so key, that you got to have this here. But let's talk about knowing who you are. You know, like I mentioned, like in the beginning of this, like I didn't really know who I was, like what made me stand out. In fact, I actually knew, I mean, the one thing I knew about myself is that I retained a lot of information. I actually, you know, this, you guys might not know this, but I actually made it to the quarterfinals of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire just because of all this useless information and retaining stuff. And I was able to do the fastest finger to get myself to almost on the show on Valentine's Day of 2000. Didn't quite make it, or no, 2001, sorry. I was aiming for that show, didn't make the cuts. There were some other people that beat me out. So there you go. That's my claim to trivia fame right there, right? And so anyways, I mean, so I retained a lot of useless information, some of it useful, some of it useless. And I was really good at being a generalist, which, you know, when you're trying to become an expert, how do you become an expert when you have a lot of knowledge about a lot of things? Well, guess what? If your plan is to become a CEO, that's actually one of the best things you can do. Because you got to be able to talk the language of different departments. And so I didn't know that at the time. For me, the journey started happening when I started to understand what my talents really were. You know, for example, beyond just, you know, knowing, you know, that I could retain information, you know, I'm also a really good teacher. I can teach things very simply and make it common sense. Why? Because I had experiences like in junior high and high school where people wanted to copy my homework. I got sick and tired of it, so I decided to try to teach it in their language that they would understand so they'd stop copying my freaking homework. And so that's what I would do. I would just try to teach in a way, it's like, yeah, it's kind of like this. You know, you do it like this. Like, oh, okay. They're hoping to copy my homework, but I just kind of tell them how to figure out the answer. Then they would go do it themselves. And by the way, that's exactly what I do today. That's just, I'm just a grown-up version of that, you know, almost 30 years later or so. You know, that's the kind of thing that I've done. So obviously I'm a teacher. I can be a leader. You know, my voice is something of power as well that allows people to really trust, because they know that, you know, I'm going to try to dig in and find the truth. I'm a truth seeker. You know, I really want to find truth. That's why I kind of criticize on things when people just make blanket statements without having anything to back it up. I hate it when I do it. In fact, I don't like doing it. That's which is why I kind of have a passion for it. You know, there's other things too that make me unique. I mean, obviously I persevere. I mean, a lot of the things that are the, what seem like intangibles are the very things that have made me successful. The fact that I persevere, the fact that I actually learn faster through teaching. That's how I was able to do ballroom dancing so well. You know, I progressed quickly because I would teach people the things that I learned. Well, most people just say, you know, there are dancers that say, well, go do it yourself. Like I went and bought, you know, I paid for this kind of training. You go learn it yourself. I would turn around and teach it. And learn it. And because I had a passion for it, had fun with it. And I like repetition. I like to do things over and over and over to perfect things. You know, even when I try something new, even though I can get a team member, this is sometimes a good and a bad thing. A lot of times I might just try to do it myself to figure it out, to at least understand the language and understand how it works, and then hand it off to people to leverage them and do it better than I do. But at least then I can know what I'm talking about with that. Again, that's one of the benefits of it being a generalist. And I can go on and on, but this is not about me. This is really about who you are and understanding that. Great ways to find this out. One easy way to do this is go poll your friends, family, even people that are acquaintances that don't really know you that well, coworkers, whoever it might be, colleagues. Go and poll them. Just ask them like, hey, you know, what's three or four things you find unique about me? Like if you were to describe me, what would that be? And don't do the whole what's one word answers. I mean, that's great and all, and maybe they can do that, but I wouldn't do that because words can be deceiving. People use words and nuances so many different ways. I would recommend just having them explain it to say, hey, what makes me unique? What's kind of your first impression or what can you count on me for? Really start to dive into that. You know, and you do that kind of thing. Just start with that because people are basically telling you why they want to pay you money, why they want to hire you. Now, of course, you could do all these different types of tests. Like I've done StrengthsFinder 2.0. You know, there's tests like that. There's Myers-Briggs, there's Colby with a K. There's all kinds of things you can do that can help you find it out. I mean, human design, that's something that I do with some of my clients as well. It's absolutely incredible. But in any case, I mean, the thing is, like, as you start to discover who you are, it becomes very easy to figure out how you can excel at that. Because it's not about trying to develop your weaknesses. It's about trying to enhance and multiply your strengths. the strengths that you already have, focus on those. And I'll tell you that that's one of the easiest things to do. And there's lots of ways to do it. It's not just natural talents, but it's also your education. Where's your training? What kind of training have you gotten? What kind of experiences have you had? You know, my whole business was built on my experiences. I mean, the whole cash flow process came because I was in the hole $16,000 a month and $1 million in debt. Now, I had already retired once and got out of the rat race once in, you know, just prior to that, you know, a year or two prior to that. But I was back in the rat race, giving me an opportunity to prove it a second time that it would work, because the first time I retired in 2006, I only had a few thousand in my checking account. I found out that you create streams of cash flow and it works. Now, when I got in that hole, that rut, I knew it was going to be a much harder challenge to dig out of that. You know, it's easier to go from like zero to retired than it's from negative 1 million to retired again, like I did this last year. It's tough. So I'm just telling you, it's interesting to be able to prove it again and come out wiser. So a lot of the things that I bring to the table that I help with a lot of my clients is not only just be helping to help them create a game plan to get there, but also to be able to say, hey, let's figure this out. And a lot of times there's obstacles in the way. That's one of the things I do best, is how do we get creative? How do we get around some of these obstacles? And, you know, sometimes it can be fast and sometimes it can be slow. You know, just yesterday it's funny, just by my perspective alone, how I've seen things from a different abundant perspective, different and opposite of the traditional saver mentality, I was able to help them find an extra $2,000 a month that they can use more productively than how they're using right now. And they're paycheck to paycheck. Now, they weren't starving. I mean, they were still like doing vacations from time to time and things like that, but they felt like money was still a concern. The biggest challenge is actually not the strategies, although I'm teaching them that too. It's a 1-2 punch. It's strategies with principles. And by the way, that's one thing that makes me unique, is because I can teach that 1-2 punch of here's a principle, here's what always works, and here's a strategy that works right now to make that work. But we at least know the principles so that strategies can change with time. And it's fun. Like, that kind of thing inspires me. It makes me have fun with what I do every day. You know, that's the thing that keeps me out of like doing nothing in retirement. One, because I like to have a mission. But two, those are the kind of things that I actually enjoy doing. I like helping people do this. This topic, by the way, this helping you become an expert, this is not like necessarily my huge forte. This is not the thing I'm known for. But I've experienced it and I've done it. I've come from like a nobody to somebody. You know, even the fact that I had a break into this, you know, like I mentioned a few episodes ago, you know, 5 years ago, I had to start Money Ripples from scratch with a 2-year non-compete. I had to become nobody to somebody pretty quick in markets that we don't know. And I'll tell you about how I did that in just a second. But that's the thing, is like, I've experienced it. And so because of that experience that I've had, it's actually allowed me to teach it. And I actually love teaching, because I love seeing people shine. I love people's potential to come out and become who they're meant to be and the people they serve. You know, my whole company is called Money Ripples because I want to create a ripple effect of freedom, prosperity. And when I see you doing that, when you start to enhance the abilities you have and experiences and turn that around and use it to serve others and teach them and guide them, man, my ripple effect just became bigger because I helped inspire you to do the same. You know, I may not be there with you every single step of the way. You might just be hearing me over the airwaves like this. But the thing I love is that, you know, at least if anything, I could be a catalyst in your life to help move you in the right direction. That's the whole point. That's why I'm teaching this topic. And so know who you are, know where you bring the greatest amount of value. You know, I can keep doing ballroom dancing and stuff like that. But I realized that people valued more, you know, they valued more the fact that I could teach them about how to create real financial freedom, how to get them out of the rat race, how to get them to where they have extra streams of cash flow that creates that security and freedom that they've always wanted. And I think that's the key. It's like, yeah, I could have loved doing ballroom dancing too. You were not stuck to just one thing. But I realized that there was a big need, and there's just a lot more ballroom dancers out there that can do what they teach what they teach than there are people like me teaching in this financial space. So I took this one. So that's knowing who you are. Where do you create the greatest amount of value? Two is, who do you serve? You've got to understand who you serve. You really got to niche this down. You got to get this down to a point where you know who you're talking to, not just based on like what age they are. Are they male or female? How much money do they make? Not that kind of demographics. I mean also psychographics. What are they thinking? So for example, like, yes, of course, I tend to attract people between the ages of like 35 and 55. That's pretty typical. You know, a lot of people lately have actually been more male than female. Although I broke out in the female market, more males have become attracted to me as my message has evolved over time. Here's the thing. I do still market to the females because I know a lot of times the wives are the ones that get the males off their butts. Because it's usually the wives that say, hey, my husband needs this. You know, I need them to be the man that they want to be. I don't want to insult their integrity or their intelligence because they are a man, you know, and they do great. And they know that if they refer me, I'm the one guy that's not going to come from a place of judgment, you know, because I'm not the guy that's going to say, hey, you know what? You guys suck. You got debt. You suck. Like, no, I'm not like that. Hey, I've been worse off financially than probably anybody listening to the show right now. So, you know, the truth is that I can't judge you because I've already been there or been worse than whichever you've experienced. And I've also been better too. And so that's the great thing is like, I've been on both sides of the fence. You know, I love the fact that I'm in an amazing, you know, place right now that allows me to serve whomever I want and not serve whomever I want. And I'll tell you, people are attracted to you more when you know who you serve, when you know your market. So like, yeah, I might serve those 35 to, you know, the 55 year old males and even couples, you know, and things like that when I coach. But, and yeah, they usually make over six figures a year. Usually they're making at least 100,000 plus a year. However, the thing is that psychographically I'm talking to people that actually have a certain way of thinking. They're asking certain questions. So they're asking questions like, you know, hey, I would love to have the option to work because I want to work, not because I need to work. I would love to have other streams of income besides my current mainstream of income, whether I'm a network marketer or I'm my business owner. And of course, I'm successful doing these things, but I would want to make sure that I always have streams of income no matter what happens. I want to make sure that even if I work in a job, that I work in that job because I want to, not because I need to, that I can quit that job if I want to. I can leave that business if I want to, you know, just like I've had people do lately. And I'll tell you, every time I've had people come to me saying, I want this. Now, why are they saying they want those things? Because that's what I tell them. I mean, hey, just a few episodes ago, I said how to make an extra $10,000 a month, didn't I? Well, yeah, because that's what people keep asking. So the secret here is use the very words that the people you want to serve are using. Use the very questions they're using and answer those questions. If they say, hey, I want to know how I can lose an extra 20 pounds. Great. Call it that. You don't have to have some fancy name around it. You just say, here's how to lose an extra 20 pounds with a little effort and without crazy diet fads or whatever it might be, right? You know, like in my case here, like I talk about how to make an extra $10,000 a month. You know, I focus a big part on how to actually, you know, create amazing amounts of income or, you know, create extra cash flow or free up cash flow, find extra cash flow. Just like that couple, we found $2,000 a month. That's money that was already there. We haven't talked about how to increase their income yet. That's not even part of the discussion yet. You know, although I guarantee their income will go up just because they relax a little bit more. But that's the fun thing is that, you know, you can have that message that going to that market and knowing those people you serve. You know, I know the people that I serve, like they don't want the average lifestyle. They don't want the average. They don't want the mediocre. They want something more. They're the people that are kind of the misfits, the people that want to go against the grain because they know that going with the grain leads to poverty. Going with the grain leads to everybody else's life, which sucks. Let's be honest here. And I love those people. And guess what? You're listening to this. You probably are those people. And therefore you end up reaching out to me saying, hey, Chris, I don't know how you can help me, but I think you're the person for me. And guess what? That's what everybody says. And why do I say that? Because I'm speaking to you right now. You know, I'm speaking to you in that way. And what's amazing is that I don't have to sell people. You know, if you understand that, if you become an expert, you don't have to sell people, especially when you know who you're talking to. The truth is you just have to say, okay, can I serve you? Are you really the right fit? Am I the right fit for you? Or are you the right fit for me? And it's not, for me, it doesn't feel like a sales conversation. It's more like, hey, let's just see where you are. Would this be fun for me? And that's actually what I say. It's funny because a lot of times people are like feeling like horrible about the situation because every time they'll say things like, ah, we really should be better off. We just don't know why. And guess what? You know, I'm like, I just laugh. I'm like, just like the people with $2,000 a month. When I looked at their situation the first time, this was just our first meeting. I looked at their situation for the first time and I laughed. I was like, oh, this is so awesome. I'm like, okay, thanks. I'm like, no, you don't understand. Like there's so much here. There's so much good here. So much we can do. And I promise you, it's just going to be a shift in your perspective. It's going to be the biggest shift, not how we do the money. The strategies are actually easy. It's the shift in your perspective that makes these strategies possible. And that's going to be the hardest part we have to go through. And then so far that's been true after one meeting. You know, it's like, okay, guys, you're going to have to, you know, chew on this for the next few weeks. Here's some strategies. I'm not even going to give them all to you because I don't think you can handle it yet, but here you go. And the thing is, they're not even that hard of strategies. It's just more of shifting their mindset to see it, you know. And by the way, why am I saying this stuff? Because I'm actually modeling for you right now the very thing you should be doing if for your own business, is that you should be talking to those very people that you know you like to serve, you love to serve, and who you know you can serve with your gifts, talents, experiences, education, training, whatever. And then finally, this last one. I know I can go on all these forever. The last one is connect. You need to connect with especially people that are centers of influence that can lead you to those people that you're talking to. Because once you're very specific about knowing who you talk to, by the way, you need to say, I'm looking for people. Like, it's one thing, like when someone says, I'm a realtor, I'll help you buy your house. It's another thing when you say, like, hey, I'm a realtor, and I focus on veterans and those in the military to find their homes, especially after they leave the military. See how specific that got? It got so much easier. And people send referrals like, oh, I know somebody in the military. In fact, I know somebody leaving right now. Here you go. Versus saying, I'm a realtor. Know anybody want to buy or sell their home? Too generic, too vanilla, won't work. So that's where you got to connect now. Once you know that niche, it's so much easier to connect with people and say, who are the people that are already with these people? And so, you know, for me, when I started, I had that non-compete, I started finding women entrepreneurs because I knew that that's the one industry that that company wasn't going to go for. So I found those people that some of them I knew very casually. Others were, I just heard about, and I reached out to them and just wanted to have lunch. And by the way, when I connected with them, when I would have lunch or whatever, I wouldn't actually just go and pitch my business. I would just want to get to know them and become friends. That's it. Just, hey, who are you? Like, what's going on? What's going on in your business? What's going on in your life? And I would specifically look for ways that I could serve them, either with a relationship I can connect them with or with some sort of, you know, advice or something, you know, something I could give them, knowledge or advice or connection or something. And that made all the difference for them. In fact, it would impress them so much, they would say, you know what, Chris, you should go meet so-and-so. It's like, cool, great. Could you introduce us? I wouldn't just go reach out to them cold. It's like, hey, can you introduce us? Like, yeah, sure. And then I'd follow up with them and say, hey, connect, you know, how you connect me with them? Like, is it through Facebook or what is it? You know, and sometimes I'll just go Facebook friend them and say, hey, could you actually do a little message and just tell them, hey, I'm a cool guy, you know, whatever, you know, and just do that. And by the way, that took months. It wasn't like I was making money immediately. It took a few months, but it wasn't long before everything started falling in place and I became that sought out expert. So that's what I did just over and over. I just kept connecting with those people. And even today, like I find out and a lot of times the easiest way to do that, to connect to those people is become that, the person that you want to connect with. If you want to connect with good people, like I love salt of the earth, good people, honest people that have high integrity, that sometimes they're very knowledgeable. They may not be the best marketers. They may not be the best promoters of themselves, but they're amazing at what they do. I find those people. I tend not to attract the charlatans ever. Like those people, even if they reach out to me, they usually quickly give up. Plus, I may not be very responsive because I can just sense people. I have an amazing knack for sensing people. I sense where they are, you know? And so for that reason, it's like, cool. You know, I just don't attract those people. And that's because I'm not that kind of person. And the very reason I attract you guys is because you're not those kind of people either. You know, people that are charlatans, whatever, they're like, ah, I'm moving on to the next bright, shiny person. Great. Have at it. I welcome it. Be gone. Good riddance. You know, like I don't want you, those people there. I want people like you, people that have good integrity, that have that kind of that ability. So guys, if you know who you are, you know who you serve, you connect with the right people that are already with those people, and you, especially when you can serve them. I'll tell you, one of the biggest secrets for me is that I was serving business, like business consultants, because they wanted a finance guy that told them people to invest in their own businesses, which there aren't finance guys that do that. I'm like, no, invest in your business. That's the best rate of return right there. You know, like they love that because, hey, they're trying to sell their own stuff to help them progress, not take money away from their business like every financial advisor does. So anyways, that's the key, guys. Like, that's it right there. So that's my challenge to you this week. Really hone in on knowing who you are, who you serve, and who you can connect with that you can create value for in a way that now it's a huge win-win-win type of scenario that everybody's winning. The customer, the connection, and you. That is the key, guys. focus on becoming that expert. Own it, have confidence in it, love it, and tell people about it. Because I'll tell you, just like me, like I can do amazing things for people from a financial standpoint that I've never seen anybody else do. And there's other people out there, there are my quote-unquote competitors, that also I can't do what they do. And that's perfect. The thing is, you just be the best version of you can. Go and serve. Go and connect. And when you know who you serve and how you best serve them, it's almost impossible to not make money and not create a great amount of money doing what you do. So everybody, I challenge you to do that. Make it a wonderful and prosperous week. We'll see you later.
Thanks for listening to The Chris Miles Money Show. Don't forget to subscribe to us on iTunes and make us a part of your daily routine. And check out our blogs and learn more about Chris, his services, and how we can help you at moneyripples.com. Join us next time on The Chris Miles Money Show.